with the sacrifice in play at least, as that pitch misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. That's going to be something that, I mean, it's always something that's tough to do when a sacrifice is in play and you're coming into the game, but Rafters pitchers in general, not coming in of relief, have been pretty good at limiting sacrifices, as this pitch misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Jack Clevenot at the plate, right-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher, trying to keep this in and rolling. It's a one-run lead for Lakeshore in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1 count on the way, and it misses high and tight, so the bases are once again loaded for the nine man in the batting order. It's Esteban Garcia. Garcia plays second base today, and he has been good at getting on base. 0-for-1, though, in the game. His last two times, he's drawn a walk. Fifth inning and the third inning. Back in the first, though, it was a six unassisted fielder's choice to end the frame. Time taken here by the batter as we'll step out of the batter's box. Garcia wanting to make sure he's ready. Left-handed batter. So a lefty-righty matchup. Bases loaded with two away. Lakeshore's already got the one-run lead. They scored that run here in the bottom of the sixth. And this pitch is gotten on top of, but it goes straight backwards. So it doesn't go into play, and it's an 0-1 count. On deck is the leadoff man in the batting order, David Hogg, who hasn't been too bad this game, but really you got to watch for Brady Rasmussen, who's after him. 0-1 count from Restine. He brings up the leg and sends it home, and this one's fouled back, so an 0-2 count. And Restine and I were talking earlier today during lunch and trying to ask him about some of the fun baseball stories that he knew. Of course, he was here last year and had some experience with the guys, and he was like, man, there's too many to think of. 0-2, it's in there, called strike number three, caught Garcia looking, and well, maybe that's another story that he can put in that storybook, because it's a big one as he looks back at the batter walking to the dugout. Strike number three, kept the bases loaded and kept it a one-run game. So it's 7-6 Lakeshore after they score one run on one hit. There are no errors, and there is also three left on base. It's 7-6 as we enter the seventh inning of action. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Only three more innings to go, but not much separating these two teams. Lakeshore up 7-6. The last couple of innings, each team has scored one run. Back in the sixth inning, they each scored one run. Back in the fifth inning, they each scored one run. So watch out to see what happens as a new pitcher has come into the game for the Chinooks. That's LeBeau, as he comes in for the first time. Arthur LeBeau is a guy who comes in after he had a little bit of experience this season. Not much. Three separate appearances, but he's been good. 3.0 ERA. First pitch here is a check swing from Chris Diaz that gets away from 11-0 behind the plate. Moves the count to 1-0. Diaz, 0-2 this game. Maybe a little surprising after the way that he entered. Had reached base six times in the first two games. 6-9 on reaching base safely entering today, but he's reached base just one time today. That was on the hit by pitch as he's got a 2-0 count. He's been caught looking the last two times at the plate on pitches that he did not agree with. 2-0 count, misses low and inside for ball number three. And talking about the strike zone that he's been using, seems like it's a little more important to mention. 3-0 count, he is going to take it high for ball number four. So Diaz now on base for the second time today. And well, there's a get-right plate appearance. Gets a leadoff runner aboard for the Rafters. Represents the tying runner here in the final three innings. And since we're into the seventh inning, I think it's about time to take a look at the Northwoods League scoreboard, where a few other games are in action. Not going over the games that had finished earlier. Madison leads 6-3 over Royal Oak at home in the bottom of the eighth. Top nine between the Larks and the Rocks. Bismarck hosting, and it's tied 0-0. First pitch here to Luke Skinner is inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Arthur LeBeau really struggling with his command early on here. The runner on first, Diaz, certainly will take off. He's got a stolen base this season from the first game as this one's fouled back by Skinner. Brings it to a 1-1 count. Nick Adrian is on deck. Back to the scoreboard, Wausau leads 10-0 over Fond du Lac, who heads to Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow for the first of two games at Witter Field after starting a five-game homestand as this pitch misses inside to bring it to a 2-1 count for Skinner. So the Rafters are going to be hosting a team that's coming off a pretty bad loss against Wausau. At least that's expected unless you see a 10-run comeback in the bottom of the ninth, which, I don't know, I don't think that's going to happen. Runner taking off on the 2-1 count. No throw down, though, as he had beat it in plenty of time. So that moves to 3-1 after the stolen base from Diaz. Rafters keep those base runners moving. Skinner hoping to get on base here. He walked his last time up back in the fifth inning. Moved on over to second base. Finishing up with the scoreboard. It's a delay over in Eau Claire as the Express and the Big Sticks are in one. It's 6-4 Eau Claire as this one is fouled away by Skinner. Brings the count full, 3-2. Battle Creek up 9-5 at Green Bay, and the Rockers 5-2 to start with. They're in danger of losing in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the ninth in Minot as the Hot Tots down 3-1 against Mankato. 3-2 count in the lefty-righty matchup is sent high in the air but foul down that left field line. That one was cranked but couldn't straighten it out, so it remains a 3-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. Final score, top of the eighth in Waterloo. The Bucks up 5-4. 6-1 Waterloo Bucks. They've been off to a hot start. As Skinner swings and misses at strike number three, he goes down on strikes. So that's a K and brings up Nick Adrian with one away and a runner on second base. That's a big out for Arthur LeBeau. LeBeau just keeping the runner on second, make sure that the sacrifice is not in play. Adrian, right-handed batter, so a righty-righty matchup. This pitch is low and outside for ball number one. Luke Skinner was the beer batter of the game, as the fans, you could hear maybe a little bit chirping him. Always tough to play through that, especially on the road. That's one of the worst things about playing on the road. It's being the beer batter, man. 1-0 count, breaking ball on the outside edge for strike number one. Brings it back to a 1-1 count. Adrian 0-for-1 in the game today, but he's drawn two walks. He's come around to score once, and that second walk was an RBI with the bases loaded. Still searching for the first hit as a rafter, but a good game today as he has a 1-2 count. You know what, if you reach base 67% of the time, I don't care if you don't get hits. I'd say that's a pretty successful performance. But Adrian here, hoping to do something positive. Keep the inning rolling along with just one out. 1-2, the count, runner on second base. And he's taken off after a back step towards second base. And the throw is going to take him out for the second of the inning. So a caught stealing is Chris Diaz, maybe a little ill-advised there. He had hopped on back towards second base after the pitch was thrown before deciding to run. Maybe a delayed steal attempt, but it did not work out from Chris Diaz. So two away in the 2-2 count to Nick Adrian. Pitch is high for ball number three. It's 3-2. So 3-2 the count to Nick Adrian. In the righty-righty matchup, it misses low, and Adrian is over on to first base. So Adrian on for the third time today with three walks, and it brings up J.J. Garcia with a man on first and two outs. Rafters down one. They need to produce something, although they've still got a couple innings to do it. Top of the seventh inning here in Maquon, Wisconsin. And a pinch hitter coming into the game as Noah Ruiz checks into the game. And, well, if you want a pinch hitter, this is about the best pinch hitter that you could go for. A guy who's been steamrolling other teams pitching for the last five games for the Rafters. The first pitch low for ball number one. And J.J. Garcia is the guy he replaces. Garcia ended the game 1-for-3. 1-0 count to Ruiz is on the lower part of the strike zone. Brings it to a 1-1 count. Ruiz, a middle infielder, but I assume that Onati is going to move from second over to short, as that's where Onati played yesterday. Ruiz, a natural second baseman. 1-1 count is fouled back, so moves to a 1-2 count. And if you want a guy that's clutch, that's Noah Ruiz. He had the walk-off hit against Rockford in game number two of the doubleheader on Saturday. He also had a two-run home run in that game. And he's the only Rafter with multiple home runs on the season so far. So he's got a 1-2 count with two away and a runner on first. And the runner tried taking off while the pitcher wasn't ready. And the throw is high on down to second. So they had him picked off at first. But Nick Adrian able to get safely into second base on probably a throwing error from the first baseman. So E3, and it's still a 1-2 count with a runner on second and two away. Rafters down one. Ruiz a chance to tie it with a single. This pitch is hit into left field. That one's hit back out there, and that gets down for a hit. Rounding third and coming home is Adrian. The relay is up the line, and the Rafters have tied this game in the seventh. Noah Ruiz once again coming up clutch It's 7-7 in the seventh. Another RBI for Ruiz. That's his 12th of the season, leading the team by a mile. And that's a huge pinch hit game-tying single from the middle infielder, and now he's on first base. First pitch to the top man in the order, Mason Onati, is taken for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Onati has been great today as well. He's 2-for-2 with two singles, a walk, a sacrifice fly, an RBI, and 3 runs scored along with 3 stolen bases. And this one's hit the opposite way. That gets over the leaping glove of the third baseman into left field. Ruiz will stay up at second, though, as it's fielded shallowly. And so another hit for the Rafters. Onati's third hit of the game. And it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with runners on first and second and two away in a tie ball game.
Center fielder Royce Clayton Jr.
So the Rafters hit parade coming alive here in the seventh inning. And that makes the caught stealing of Chris Diaz even more important right now. Earlier in the frame, he was on second base, but got caught trying to take third, and that was out number two, and also probably another run that would have come home to score. The first pitch here to Royce Clayton Jr. is taken outside for ball number one. Clayton, 0-for-4 on the game with 3 strikeouts. He's really been screeching to a halt from his early season success. 1-0 the count. Lee Bao looks back to second, now fires but misses low for ball number two. It's 2-0, and Lee Bao had allowed 2 earned runs over 6 innings of work across his 3 appearances entering this game. 2-0 the count to Clayton, but a pickoff attempt back to second. And he's a head-first slide back in there safely. Ruiz, he's been caught stealing a couple times, both on pickoffs and actual attempts, but he's still a quick runner. Just hasn't had a chance to show it yet. No stolen bases for him as the 2-0 is on the inside edge, called strike number one. Royce Clayton Jr., he grounded out 5-3 back in the sixth inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth and first innings, but struck out looking in the third. 2-1 the count, and this one is fouled back and off the netting and just into the stands. So a 2-2 count here. And last game, Clayton, he went 0-for-4. The sacrifice bunt. A couple of errors that he reached on that could have been called hits, but they were close enough. This one's hit into center field. This is for sure going to be a hit. That gets on down. Here comes the runner from third, scoring, and it's a Rafters lead, but caught in a pickle between second and third. Avoids the initial tag, but eventually Onati is thrown out at third base, but not before Noah Ruiz came home and scored. The Rafters take an 8-7 advantage in the middle of the seventh inning. The Rafters end up scoring 2 runs there on 3 hits. There is an error, and there was 1 runner left on base. It's 8-7 as we hit the bottom of the seventh. The seventh inning stretch here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Espen Simpson takes the mound for the Raptors, hoping to give them a leg up on the competition as they currently lead by just one run here in the seventh inning. It's a close game between these two squads, and certainly showing that way as Simpson will get to work finishing Restine's night. Restine, when I talked to him earlier, I was asking, hey, are you supposed to be going tonight? He said, well, I pitched yesterday, so probably not going to go. But if the game requires it, coach said, hey, be ready. So that's in there for strike number one as the leadoff man is David Hogg. Hogg a 1-1 count, so Restine only goes the 13 pitches, but he records two outs as this one is towered out into left field, going back to the warning track, and at the wall, it's a grab up in the air and caught with one hand on the wall and the other hand on the ball. Nice play by Hiroto Kobayashi to retire the first man, David Hogg, and a little bit too much of that baseball that Espen Simpson doesn't quite prefer, but brings up Brody Rasmussen with one out, nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Raptors just took a one-run lead in the top of the seventh. Breaking ball here drops in for strike number one. The Raptors have scored at least one run in every inning except the second. So that's five straight innings that they've scored a run. Rasmussen sends this one into right field. On the run backwards is Diaz, who makes the play for out number two. So a couple of flyouts to the outfield, but they've been a little bit deeper than hoped for. Simpson from Butler University. He has pitched in limited time there, but did pitch in about four innings this past season for the Bulldogs. Pretty impressive to reach that kind of a level, and was ERA just over four as well, as that pitch misses away for ball number one. Drew Reynolds at the plate, left-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher. Simpson looking home, now brings the ball into his glove and brings it up to his chest. Brings that left leg up and sends it home, but outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Restine, he didn't allow a hit, no runs. Did walk one batter and allowed one inherited runner to score as the 2-1 count is a swing and a miss. Bring it to that 2-1 count. Two away, nobody on. Nate Gray on deck if it gets to him. Reynolds swings and misses at another one and brings it to a 2-2 count. Restine also did have one strikeout as well. Pretty good performance from him, although he only faced three batters. We'll certainly take his performance out there. Ended up throwing 13 pitches. Simpson ready to go with the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike number three. Three up, three down. A perfect frame for Espen Simpson. And that's how you want to do it as the Raptors keep their one-run lead heading into the eighth inning. It's 8-7 Raptors in the top of the eighth when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Raptors.
an unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is the chef of love, Chef Jannard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We get to see Jacob Jacome one more time, as he had appeared in yesterday's game against the Raptors, but the Chinooks are turning to him once more after Arthur Lee Bao struggled in the seventh inning. We're here in the top of the eighth, Raptors leading 8-7. This was the final score of yesterday's game, but it was the other way around. Lakeshore winning 8-7. This time the Raptors got the lead. Arthur Lee Bao's day is done after one inning pitched. He issued three hits, two runs allowed, and two walks while striking out one batter. He did not hit any with a pitch. And also, no wild pitches in the game. He faced six total batters as the first pitch is taken for ball number one. Ashton Zacher at the plate, left-handed batter. 28 pitches thrown from Arthur Lee Bao. The 1-0 is taken for ball number two. So 2-0, Zacher at the plate. He's reached all four times he's been at the plate so far, and this time it's a 3-0 count, looking for his second walk of the game. He drew a walk back in the first inning, and he also has three straight singles. The last one was an RBI. And here he'll take a pitch for ball number four and walk on down to first base. A leadoff runner aboard for the Raptors. And Jacome, he's appeared in two games, allowed one of four runs to be earned over those two innings. So he's got a 4.5 ERA, but four runs allowed in two innings. And a pinch runner on, I think, here. As that's Brent Gallegos, who comes in for Ashton Zacher. Gallegos, one of the two-way players for Wisconsin Rapids. Started off the season in left field. He played the first three games there. First pitch, strike number one, against Guerrero. Jack Guerrero, the left-handed batter at the plate. Gallegos watching him over there at first, and a bunt tried to be put down by Guerrero, but it goes straight back into the netting, so the count moves to 0-2. He did not get the bat on the ball like he was hoping for. And in yesterday's game, Jacome went two-thirds of an inning. He allowed one hit, two walks, as this one is popped up towards the left side of the infield and a long run, but not able to get there. Behind the plate was Jack Claveno. So it drops harmlessly into foul territory, and count stays at 0-2. Guerrero, 1-for-2 in the game. He grounded into a fielder's choice the last time that he was up back in the sixth inning, but had a single in the fifth and came around to score that inning as well. Also drew a walk in the third and has a sac fly from the first inning. That pitch, the first ball of the count taken. So it's 1-2 to Guerrero. Who has a good eye, comes from James Madison University, where he did struggle this past year. 1-2, misses high, and it's a 2-2 count. Despite the struggles there, he's trying to continue to improve. He spent the last two seasons with the Bethesda Big Train over the summer season. This one is crushed into right field. This one's going back. This one is at the track, and it's out of here. Jack Guerrero, a two-run shot to put the Rafters up three. Touch them all, and that is into the wind. An absolute moonshot from Jack Guerrero makes it 10-7 in the eighth inning. Brent Gallegos comes around to score as he touches home, and Guerrero as well. Guerrero, his second hit of the game, and it's a big one. He's got three RBIs on the night as Hiroto Kobayashi steps up and takes the first pitch for strike number one. Guerrero's second home run of the season follows up the one that he had in game number three when the Rafters scored 13 runs as part of a home run derby. 0-2 count to Kobayashi. It's popped up. This should be out number one. It's called off by the first baseman, who runs over and makes the catch. So the first out of the frame there, and it's on the pop-up from Hiroto Kobayashi, who now goes to 0-5 in the game today after going 0-5 yesterday. Rough stretch for Kobayashi as Chris Diaz now steps up. 0-2 today, but he's reached twice. Continues to get on base, and this one missing low and inside. It's a 1-0 count. So the Rafters keep their scoring streak alive. They've scored in the last six straight innings. They've scored in seven of the eight innings this game, as that one's fouled back to make it a 1-1 count. Diaz has a stolen base today, which he got back in the seventh inning, so getting a board would potentially create some momentum as that pitch missed high and tight, and Diaz had to kind of duck out of the way on it. 2-1 the count. Top of the eighth inning, Rafters now leading by three. This is their largest lead of the night as this pitch misses inside, 3-1. The Rafters, back in the first inning, they led 1-0. That was their largest lead of the game up until they took the lead in the top of the seventh, and they extend it to three runs on the two-run jack from Jack. Taking that pitch, it's for ball number four, so Chris Diaz, he's over to first base. Third time tonight, and he keeps that on-base percentage high. Luke Skinner now stepping up to the plate as Jacob Jacome has continued his struggles against the Rafters. Right-hander on the mound, looking to send it home to Skinner. Taking off from first is the runner, and he is in there, sliding in safely. Chris Diaz, his second steal of the night, and over on to second base, a big steal for the Rafters as they try to keep adding on to this lead. They're up three right now, but they've seen three-run leads evaporate. Of course, hoping not to have that happen as Espen Simpson had a very strong nine-pitch seventh inning. Fouled back here by Skinner, makes it an 0-2 count. Skinner 0-3 on the game. Took a walk in the fifth inning. Taking off is the runner Diaz. The throw down, no throw. It's kept in the hand of Clevenot, and it's a stolen base for Diaz. His third stolen base of the game. He now has tied Onati for the team lead. Three guys with four stolen bases. This one fouled out of play by Skinner to stay alive. So Diaz over on third base, one out. 1-2 count to Luke Skinner. Nick Adrian on deck, who's reached base three times today. Long time on the mound to get set, and here's a reach out of the baseball bat. It's sent into center field, but running up on it is the catch. The throw home, no relay. It's going straight there, but not in time, and Chris Diaz comes home for the run, and it's a sacrifice fly from Luke Skinner, an RBI, and that's a four-run lead for Wisconsin Rapids. 11-7 in the top of the eighth inning, and the Rats are rolling. Two away, base is empty, and the first pitch to Nick Adrian is called strike number one. Adrian looking a lot more composed at the plate right now, and you really felt his first appearance as a Rafter was a tough one where he was the beer batter, and I was talking about that earlier with Luke Skinner. Now into the eighth inning, the beer batter, of course, no longer in effect. Alcohol sales are done. 1-1 count. This one's hit into left field, and he picks up his first hit as a Rafter. Nick Adrian on base the fourth time today. A great start from him, and he has been on fire. And it brings up Noah Ruiz. Oh, man, Ruiz is just having a great time right now. He's having fun at the plate, and you can tell it. He's excited every time he steps into the batter's box. Went 5-for-7 in the doubleheader. Yesterday, he had another big game and fouls this one off. Yesterday, went 2-for-4. Also had a walk, so he reached base three times. Had the single in the pinch hit earlier today. Pinch hit game-tying RBI single. 0-1 count to Ruiz. Misses outside. Taking off is Adrian on the ball that got away, and he's safe sliding in a little past the bag, but was able to keep an arm on it. So the count now 1-1 for Noah Ruiz after the stolen base from Nick Adrian is what they call it. So Nick Adrian, two stolen bases in the game. 1-1 count is at the knees for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Ruiz came in for J.J. Garcia, who went 1-for-3 earlier today. But Ruiz needed for an RBI, and he came in the clutch. 1-2 count, misses low and outside. 2-2. Ruiz was supposed to be getting the day off, but now he's kind of just gone back out here and done what he does best, and that's playing baseball. I think that's what a lot of these guys do best, is play baseball. 2-2 count. This one is fouled away down the right field line, so he stays alive. Tell me, if a guy is in the Northwoods League and the best thing that they do isn't baseball, well, then I might be talking to Kenny Schultz, who's a great intern for the Rafters. 2-2 count. Runner on second base. Two away, and Ruiz swings and misses at a huge looping curveball, and that is out number three. So the Rafters pick up three runs in the frame on three hits. There were no errors in the frame, and they did leave one on base. So it's 11-7 Rafters as we hit the bottom of the eighth inning. Coming back next here with Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. but once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors have a 4-run lead here in the bottom of the eighth. They're feeling good about themselves, and so is Espen Simpson, who gets back to work after he had a 9-pitch seventh inning and 3 up, 3 down. Perfect frame for him. He's hoping to keep the same momentum going as he had faced really the toughest part of the order, the top three in the batting order. But Nate Gray up at the plate now, who's been pretty good. One of the fans yelling, "Nate the Great" out there. And a huge curveball from Espen Simpson, and nothing Gray could do about it. He just watched it go across the strike zone for the first strike of the plate appearance. 0-1 the count. Rafters up 11-7 in the bottom of the eighth inning. This one sent down the third base line, but well foul. So 0-2 the count. Espen Simpson really feeling like a good pitcher right about now, and this is what the Rafters have been needing. Looking back at it, you just want a guy that can kind of attack, and that's what he's doing. This pitch is just a bit low for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count. Nick Adrian still behind the plate. Noah Ruiz is over there at second base, and I forgot to mention that earlier. Mason Onati moved back to shortstop, so this pitch taken low for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. So that is the way that the changes ended up going, as I had expected. Brent Gallegos replaced the designated hitter, so no defensive change there, as that is in there for strike number three, and Nate Gray goes down on strikes. Not the great plate appearance they were hoping for. And it brings up Tyler Preece. Tyler Preece on base twice today, but he's 0 for 2. Grounded into a double play. He flew out to center field. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. That one in there at the knees for strike number one. The way that Simpson is working right now, it feels like he's on a roll, and that pitch misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Feels pretty confident, and looking out there in the Rafters bullpen, there is a guy warming up. So a chance that we'll see the ninth inning guy, Tony Torres. I believe that's who that is, as there's a swing and a miss from Preece to make it a 1-2 count. But wouldn't be shocked to see Torres work into the game, as he's the Rafters' closer, as the 1-2 count just misses away. And again, a pitch that didn't miss by much, but that's the spot that you want to put it in. Simpson finding his location and just hoping that Preece would fight for it on the 1-2 count. Now it's a 2-2. This one is hit out or towards right center field on the run. Clayton, and he'll track it down on a prance for out number two. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. That's five straight batters retired from Espen Simpson, as Owen DeShazo steps up to the plate. Retiring five straight is tough, but it's even tougher when you get to a guy who's been on base 75% of the time this game. three walks from him, although he's 0 for 1. Two of those three times on base, he's come around to score. So watch out, despite the bat not having picked up today. He's still a dangerous guy, and he showed that off yesterday as the first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Had a double and a home run in the game yesterday against the Rafters. One of those, a huge home run that was hit out towards left field as this one is fouled back to bring it to 1-1. Wind died down a little bit here right now. Was previously blowing out pretty strong straight across the field from right to left. 1-1 is a swing and a miss as Espen Simpson keeps working ahead and counts. He's feeling confident right now. So a 1-2 count with two away, bases empty. Simpson trying to keep the four-run lead for the Rafters. This one's hit into right field, and that gets on by for a two-out single from Owen DeShazo. He's on for the fourth time today. And that's his first hit of the game. So now 1-for-2 from DeShazo is Dylan Sales, another guy who's been hot, works back up to the plate. Espen Simpson kneeling down to tie his right shoe is... Maybe that's why he left it a little bit over the plate for the single. I mean, it wasn't over the plate overly, as DeShazo had to kind of reach out and put that one into right field. Sales at the plate, though. He's 3-for-4 and swings and foul tips a pitch for strike number one. So an 0-1 count here is the Chinooks at home trying to avoid their seventh loss of the season. This one is crushed into right center field. Wind again trying to do something in a sliding grab out there in right field. Oh, man, Chris Diaz coming up on that one and picking it up for out number three. So the Rafters deal with the Chinooks, and the Chinooks, no runs on one hit, no errors, one left, and it's 11-7 as we head to the ninth. Rafters try to finish it up when we come back next here in WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The Rafters getting a good chance here to win one and move to 3-5 on the season if they can close it out. They get a chance to add some more insurance here as it'll be the leadoff batter of the frame for the Rafters. It's going to be Mason Onati who steps into the batter's box. Onati playing shortstop now after starting the game at second base. First pitch to him misses high and outside for ball number one. The Rafters ended the eighth inning on a strikeout from Ruiz, but were able to add three runs in the frame and really looked good there, as that's called for strike number one, a 1-1 count. Ohnati, though, he did some damage throughout the entire game. He's 3-for-4 and makes that 4-for-5 as he sends that one into right field, as Ohnati picks up his fourth single of the game. Heading over to first base, and a great day for him. Reaching base 5 times. The only time that he didn't was a sacrifice fly, so actually, he's 4-for-4. Oh, not ease. Stolen a few bases as well, so watch out for that. First pitch here to Royce Clayton Jr. is taken for strike number one. He got his first hit of the game in the 7th. It was a big one. It was an RBI single that had sent home Noah Ruiz. Although Mason Ohnati was thrown out trying to go from first to third. 1-1 count here as that one missed for ball number one. On first base, Ohnati. This one is hit high in the air towards deep center field, but again, it shouldn't carry, and it doesn't. Center fielder back out, and he makes the catch for out number one. Ohnati stays over at first base. Not quite too deep, but mostly it's that the center fielder, Brady Rasmussen, he was pushed way back there, and so he didn't have to move much. He was able to kind of get that forward jump on it to keep the runner on first. Ohnati, though, 3 stolen bases in the game. Him, Chris Diaz, and Hiroto Kobayashi are tied for the team lead with 4 each this season, as that pitch misses inside to Brent Gallegos for ball number one. Gallegos, he came in as a pinch runner last inning for Ashton Zacher, who's having an incredible game, as this one is called for strike number one. Zacher ended the game 3-for-3, reaching base 5 times, all 5 plate appearances. Took 2 walks, was 3-for-3 from the plate, also had an RBI. Zacher had an incredible game. Gallegos trying to follow in his footsteps as this pitch misses low. Taking off is Ohnati. No throw down as it got away from the catcher. So it's now a 2-1 count with a runner on second base off the wild pitch. On deck, Jack Guerrero. And taking off now is the runner from second. The throw down, not nearly in enough time. What a jump from Mason Ohnati. He had that base stolen walking if he had wanted to with how big of a jump that he got. Fourth stolen base of the game, and Mason Ohnati now has the team lead in stolen bases after just 3 games. That pitch is low for ball number 4 as well, so Brent Gallegos gets on base, following right up with what Ashton Zacher did. Jack Guerrero now up to the plate, as Guerrero is 2-for-3 with a home run, a single, a sac fly, a walk, and the one time that he was recorded out was a fielder's choice. But man, Guerrero, that 2-run shot into right field, that was tough. Ball has not been carrying today as that pitch is in there for strike number one. There was a strong wind coming from right to left, but now the flag in center field is straight down, no wind out there. How much the wind changes in an inning, as this one is fouled back by Guerrero to make it an 0-2 count. So Guerrero now maybe even a little more likely to hit a home run, despite him already having done it. He's got runners on the corners, first and third. 0-2 count with one away in the top of the ninth inning. Rafters up 4 runs. Taking off is the runner from first. He goes over to second. It is safe there, but it's put out 6-3 for out number one, as the run does come home to score. Mason Ohnati crosses the plate, makes it 12-7. So an RBI for Jack Guerrero. First pitch here is a check swing from Kobayashi, but he gets a piece of it. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi 0 for 5 today. Still looking to get back on base after doing it so much those first six games. 0-1 count is low for ball number one. It's 1-1. His last time up, he popped out to first base. Previous time, it was a pop out to the catcher. In the fifth inning, he hit into the 5-6 fielder's choice. 1-1 count is there for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. Kobayashi did strike out swinging back in the third, and he grounded out 3-1 to end the first inning. 1-2 count, and this one is low, and it gets away from the catcher. Racing on over to third base is Gallegos, and he's in there as the Rafters now have a runner on third with two outs. Wild pitch in the books, and it's a 2-2 count to Kobayashi. Kobayashi gets set, and this one is fouled back into the netting. So it stays a 2-2 count. Jacob Jacome still on the mound, and he's crossed 50 pitches in an inning and two-thirds. He's at 51. Here's the 2-2 to Kobayashi. It's low and gets away from the catcher once again. Here comes the run home, and he slides in headfirst safely. Brent Gallegos comes all the way around thanks to a pair of wild pitches, and it is 13-7 Rafters in the top of the ninth. Kobayashi now a 3-2 count as Jacome is struggling out there on the rubber. Three hits allowed, three walks for Jacome. Only one strikeout, and that pitch is low for ball number four. So Kobayashi on base for the first time today. And it's a seven-pitch plate appearance that ends in a walk. As Chris Diaz gets back to work for the sixth plate appearance of the game. Chris Diaz trying to keep things rolling along as the Rafters have really just cranked it to another level here late in the game. They are leaving this one up to nothing. First pitch here is high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. The crowd is dead silent here from Maquon, Wisconsin. Was a game a little bit ago. It was really a one-run back-and-forth affair up until the seventh inning, as that one is fouled back to make it a 1-1 count. But the bullpen is somewhat imploded from Lakeshore, while for the Rafters, Espen Simpson has gone two scoreless, allowing just one base runner. 1-1 count with the runner on first and two away for Chris Diaz, and this one is launched into right field. But with the wind, we'll see what happens, and it's off the wall. So that'll be at least two bases for Diaz. He's trying to make it three as the run comes home to score, and he's in with a triple. RBI triple for Chris Diaz. And the Rafters up seven runs in the ninth. This offense is clicking. This is exactly what the Rafters have been waiting for really all season. They've put up 14 runs. It's a new season high. Beats their previous record of 13 against Wausau in game number three when they won 13-11. Here it's 14-7 as Luke Skinner steps up to work with a new count and a runner on third and two away. Skinner takes the first pitch for ball number one. Seems like Jacome was kind of just told, hey, you're going to take this one home. And this one is crushed into right field. This one is going back. And this one is out of here. Luke Skinner, his second home run of the season. It's 16-7 Rafters. 10 runs in the last three innings for Wisconsin Rapids. And they have completely turned this game on its head. Luke Skinner, a two-run blast into right field, and the Rafters are feeling it. They're celebrating all around, high fives all around. They are feeling good as they bring the belt out. And Luke Skinner for sure belted that one. Clears the bases with two outs as Nick Adrian steps back up. He's been having a good game so far. The first pitch on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Adrian, 1-for-2 in the game officially, but he's reached base four times. That pitch is low for ball number one. He's drawn three walks. Adrian had reached base just one time in 12 plate appearances entering today. But now that on-base percentage is skyrocketing as that pitch misses inside. It's 2-1. Not just that, he picked up his first hit as a Rafter. This one is a diving play over at first base and somehow snow-coned by the first baseman, Nate Gray. That is a highlight play right there, but it's not going to get any justice because the Rafters put up five runs in the frame and they lead 16-7. Five runs on three hits, no errors, nobody left. And it is 16-7 as we hit the bottom of the ninth. Rafters going to turn to Espen Simpson for